morning and welcome to the Ancient World Morning Show. It's a beautiful day up here in the mountains. Hope you're having a great coffee and a great start on your day. And we're going to wrap up the first bulk of morning shows about the purgatory today with chapter 9, which is a really important place in the purgatory and also in the comedy as a whole. It's this pivotal moment where Dante and Virgil arrive at the gate for the purgatory, but it's also deep with symbolic meaning. And it's the moment where many things are happening at once, especially that you're starting to get some kind of a clarity or some kind of a structure on this whole spiritual quest and this exploration and wanderings. And now you're getting more like concrete solutions and practical steps of how to start really the main part of the work to create this renewal and rebirth and transformation of yourself. So it starts with that Dante fell asleep in the Valley of the Princes, and then he has a dream, kind of a nightmarish dream, and then he wakes up a little bit in front of the main gate of the purgatory. So the opening of the chapter is really beautiful. It's now pale upon the eastern balcony appeared the concubine of old Tithonus, arisen now from her sweet lover's arms. Her brow was glittering with precious stones set in the shape of that cold-blooded beast that strikes and poisons people with its tail. And of the hour steps that night ascends already, where we were, two had been climbed and now the third was falling down its wings. So he's talking here about the moon, and then also that it's been a couple of hours into the night and now the third hour is coming. And then he falls asleep and he has a dream about an eagle. So he says, dreaming, I seem to see hovering above a golden feathered eagle in the sky with wings outspread and ready to swoop down. And he says, I wondered, could this be the only place the eagle strikes? Perhaps he does not deign to snatch his prey from anywhere but here. Dreaming, I saw him circle for a while, then terrible as lightning, he struck down, swooping me up to the sphere of fire. And there it seemed the bird and I both burned. The heat of that imaginary blaze was so intense, it woke me from my sleep. So, what does the dream mean? The fire and that is burning is mostly seen as the symbol of the suffering you're going through in the purgatory to purify your spirit. And also, this transitional moment when you go into the Garden of Eden, there is a wall of fire that you have to pass through. And also, like all the suffering of the purification of all the other people also that he's now going to meet in the real purgatory. So then he wakes up and he's confused, and then he's been transported to being right in front of the main gate. And then you get more of this, that so many things are starting to happen at once here. So he's dazed and in confusion. But then Virgil says, you must not be afraid. Take heart, for we are well along our way. Do not hold back. Push on with all your strength. You have arrived at purgatory now. This is like one of those examples where Dante just one little sentence, you get this momentous shift of the story. So now they have arrived at the purgatory. You see the rampart that surrounds it all, and where you see the cleft, that is the gate. And then the gate in itself, so you have just like short first, they have three steps, and then you have an angel with a naked sword on the cleft. You have the door, and the angel has two keys. So the three steps, he says, leading up to it were three steps, each one a different color, and I saw the silent figure of someone on guard. I slowly raised my eyes. I saw that he was sitting on the highest step, his face too splendid for my eyes. I looked away. So this is the guardian angel. And in his hand he held a naked sword, so dazzling were the rays reflected thence. Each time I tried to look, I could not see. So the sword in itself is a symbol of the divine authority, and the reflected, the rays of the sun is the divine itself. So like a double metaphor. And then this angel says, speak up from where you are. What is it that you want? Where is your guide? Beware, you may regret your coming here. And then you have a repetition. Virgil says, a while ago, a lady sent from heaven, acquainted with such matters, said, my guide told me, behold the gate, you must go there. So, and just a quick repetition of this. So the story starts with Virgin Mary. She talks with Saint Lucia, who talks to Beatrice, who then goes down to Limbo and tells Virgil to go up and pick up Dante. This is the movement that starts the whole story. So the three steps. This is like steps in that are necessary to do the work for purification and to fix yourself and your sins, in the sense of things like your misunderstandings or wrongdoings, just like missing the mark. So the first step is white marble was the first, and polished to the glaze of a looking glass. I saw myself reflected as I was. So this is the first step, which is self-examination, which is then symbolized through that he's actually seeing himself in the first step. So that's the first step you have to do. The second one was deeper dark than purse, of rough and crumbling, fire corroded stone with cracks across its surface, length and breadth. So this is symbolizing your own sorrow when you start to acknowledge and realize your own sins and your faults. You go through a little process of sorrow. And then the third one, lying heavy at the top, appeared to be of flaming porphyry, red as the blood that spurts out from a vein. So this is the penance in itself of the suffering you have to go through to purify yourself. Or in another way to say it is the work you have to do to fix yourself. And then also in some sense, the suffering, even if you know that it's going to help you, it's a hard work. It's a temporary kind of sacrifice you're doing to get to somewhere better with yourself and in yourself. And then the angel says that, upon this step, so on the third step, upon this step, the angel of the Lord rested his feet. He sat upon the sill, which seemed to be of adamantine rock. So this is a reference to Saint Peter, like the church is built. Pietro means stone in Italian. So Peter means stone, the church is built on the rock, which is Peter, which means a solid foundation. So this angel is sitting then upon the solid foundation of a rock. And then up the three steps, my master guided me benevolently, saying, ask him now in all humility to turn the key. Falling devoutly at his holy feet, in mercy's name, I beg to be let in. But first of all, three times I smote my breast, which was the usual way of showing your regrets, and also maybe say the mea culpa three times. So then with his sword, he traced upon my brow the scars of 7 P's. Once entered here, be sure you cleanse away these wounds, he said. So P is for peccato, peccati in Italian, which means sins. So Dante is now getting 7 P's on his forehead that should be vanished one after another as he climbs up the 7 terraces. And then you have the keys, which is one is silver and the other one is gold. First he applied the white one, then the yellow. With that, the gate responded to my wish. And then one is more precious, but the other needs wisdom and skill before it will unlock, for it is that one which unties the knot. So the two keys are symbols of, the golden key is the symbol of the divine authority to open the gate. The silver key is to have the wisdom and skill to evaluate the person that is coming and wanting to enter the purgatory. So you're going to evaluate, is this person really ready to start to do the purification and to start the work to fix him or herself? Or is it just, does the person need more time? I hold these keys from Peter, who advised, admit too many rather than too few, if they but cast themselves before your feet. This is a really nice little thing. Like, if this angel is in doubt, you should let the person in to try to climb the mountain. And then another one here. This is also really nice. We just got to have two more minutes. So, then pushing back to the portal's holy door, enter, he said to us. So one of those things, just one word, enter. But first, be warned. To look back means to go back out again. This is an ancient symbol and topic of so many stories, both in Lot in the Old Testament, with Sodoma and Gomorrah, and also with Orpheus. We can also see more about this. You can watch a video on the Mythos and Logos channel. It's called The Full Story of Orpheus. It's a really great introduction and explanation of some of the symbolism. But here in this context, it's in some sense, it just means that you need the full focus and you need the determination to just keep going and not starting to wander and sway and look back and be unfocused. And then the big moment comes when it opens. So, and then the pivots of that sacred gate, fashioned of heavy metal, resonant, turned slow inside their sockets. The rolling roar was louder and more stubborn than Tarpeia's when it was robbed of vigilant Metellus, its treasury made lean from that time on. And as the grating pivots rolled, I turned, for I heard chanting, Te Deum Laudamus, accompanied by the sweet notes of that door. So the song is, to the divine, we are lauding, we are praising you. And then you have the sound of the people inside singing. And then also you hear the door is, so the gates are slowly opening. The harmony of sounds made me recall just how it seems in church when we attend to people singing as the organ plays. Sometimes the words are heard and sometimes lost. And that's the end of it. So it's this blending of this kind of celestial, angelical song, and then also this squeaking of the huge kind of gate doors into the purgatory, which is also the, in some sense, the real transitional moment when the person is ready and you start the work. And then you go through the whole purgatory. And then after that, start the ascent into the paradise. So this is, again, perhaps the most important pivotal chapter in the whole purgatory. It's the transition from the first part to the main part, which is the climb, and then you have the Garden of Eden on top. So also another thing is interesting, he has with the dreams, and you also have like four different references to Greek mythology, to pagan mythology. So even more stuff is packed into this at once, and then to kind of create this moment of being more and more compact, and then whoosh, the door is open, and then we're ready to start and get the real practical substance to read the story and also to understand this and learn for ourselves how this process might work. Okay, so that's all for this. This became the longest episode so far, but this one is just too big to do in 5 minutes. Okay, so hope some of this was some nice input and food for thought on a Friday morning or afternoon. We're going to rest now for 2 days with the purgatory readings. We're going to keep doing the show in the morning, but we're going to continue with the real purgatory on Monday and just do some lighter things at the weekend. And hope you're having a great coffee or a great walk and still nice things in front of you for this day. And as always, thank you so much for listening and see you again soon.